Blog Talk Radio.
Toto, I've a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. That's right, Dorothy. Welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters. You don't have to be a movie addict to visit here, but if you are, this is definitely the place for you. I'm your host, Betty Jo Tucker, and later in the show, I plan to rave about Pixar's clever new animated movie, Ratatouille. But first, let me bring in our very special guest. It's the one, the only, Empress of the Airwaves, Nikki Starr from Blog Talk Radio's popular Will and Nikki in the AM show. You know, without Nikki's help, Movie Addict Headquarters would still be only an idea in my head, so I owe her a big debt of gratitude. Hi, Nikki. Happy birthday month, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio. How are you?
I'm just fine, and I'm so excited about having you on the show today.
I feel so privileged. Thank you very much.
Well, I think that's because you're a movie addict like me, right?
Oh, crazy, crazy movie addict. I mean it. And, you know, I never really knew how bad of a movie addict I was until I took your test.
Oh, you did take the movie addiction checklist.
Yes, and I'm quite the movie addict. I'm just a fan. I'm a fan. You know what I mean? But, yes,
well,
I love movies.
Well, I think that's probably one of the reasons we get along so well. And believe it or not, you've actually seen a film I haven't been able to catch yet, so that might mean that you're a bigger movie addict than I am. But it's Evan Almighty,
yes.
The new Steve Carell comedy. How was it?
Oh, Betty Jo, it was such a feel-good movie. I go to the movies to get taken away, all right?
Yeah.
And I believe my destiny is to change the world, and this movie will make you believe that you can. Oh.
It was that good.
It was. It was that good. Now, keeping in mind, all right, that I'm not a film critic. I am a fan. So to me, if a movie takes me away and I get lost in it, and I laugh so hard, there were two of the funniest scenes in a movie I've ever seen that the whole theater was laughing so hard, belly laughing. I was crying. It is funny.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what were those two scenes?
Well, I hate to give it away.
Oh, dear.
I mean, it's just, and they show part of it in the previews, all right? So Evan is, he wins, he's actually elected to Congress, and his motto, he runs on a campaign, I will change the world, all right?
Well, that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
No wonder you liked it.
I did love it. I just loved it. And so, of course, you know, he ends up having to build the ark. I'm not giving anything away of that, but all the animals start following him from everywhere. And he walks into his office, and he's getting ready for this big, 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 big interview, all right, with a senior congressman. And all the birds fly in, and he's covered in birds everywhere. Just birds everywhere. I mean, every single type of bird that you could ever imagine. And he's got his little thumbs out, and there's two little tiny, tiny little birds on his thumbs.
Oh,
and
no.
And the guy opens the door, and he's like, hi. Oh, my God. It's so cute. And those little birds, I think they're finches. He, like, flicks his thumb, and they fly away. And he's got such a great cover story for it, and it's just so funny. I mean, it's such a good feel-good movie. It was just, and the acting is, I love him. I think he is so funny.
Well, he's really quite good on that television series, The Office.
Yes.
I don't know whether you had a chance to watch
it, but
that's a different kind of a character that he plays, and
he's
really made quite a name for himself now. We just got back from the movies, of course, and there was another movie coming up with Steve Carell in it. So he's going to be with us, I think. I think he's a keeper. How was Morgan Freeman? I just love Morgan Freeman.
Let me tell you what. He's God. He is.
Like, he's got that deep, velvety voice.
He does, and he smiles. Oh, gosh. There's a part in it, too, that'll make you cry. I mean, I laughed. We belly laughed. We cried. And at the end of the movie, the whole audience cheered. All right?
Clapping. You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. The whole audience clapped. It's that good of a feel-good movie.
Well, is it? Now, I did see Bruce Almighty.
Yes.
And I'm a big Jim Carrey fan, so of course, and Morgan Freeman fan, so of course I love that movie. And it's not easy to combine humor with religious themes. It's kind of tricky to do it, but I think they carried it off in Bruce Almighty because the character ended up being less selfish and learned the lesson about love. So I suppose that there's an uplifting message in Evan Almighty, too.
It's all about living, loving, laughing, caring, sharing, and paying it forward. And I'm telling you, in this movie is may not be the, you know, I thought it was great. Even the special effects were awesome. The animals were great. I heard that they filmed it very green, okay, and animal-friendly, and they recycled things, you know what I mean? And
good
so that's good. But I just, it was just, I want to go to, now sometimes I want to go to the movies and get really scared, okay, and I do. But this movie, I would see it again. And I'm a huge, huge fan of Bruce Almighty. And it's hard to get a second film that's even that good. It's totally different, though. Totally different. And I'm not religious at all. You ask anybody. I'm spiritual, but not religious.
Well, that's important to be spiritual, I think. Yeah. And you have a spiritual outlook with the pay it forward and living, loving, laughing, and trying to change the world one person at a time, one day at a time. It's almost as if you wrote the script for Evan Almighty from the way you explain the movie.
I think that it was, I wasn't expecting to see it. I don't know, it's actually kind of funny. We went to see a different movie and got into the wrong theater.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was meant to be to see the movie, but it was really just, that happened to me twice, all right? Twice. I went to see another movie and ended up at Shrek.
Well, you were lucky.
I need to pay attention.
you lucked out on that. Well,
yeah. I can highly recommend it. It's good for kids. You know, it's got kind of an adult theme, but not adult, but more mature theme because, you know, they talk about, you know, how to live your life and things like that. And so it's not for, like, little kids, but there are so many places in it that are so funny. Oh, man.
Well, you've certainly managed to persuade me to go get off to the multiplex and see Evan Almighty before it leaves, Nikki. But now I want to try to do the same for you regarding Ratatouille.
Okay.
Can you stay around a little bit and kind
I'm
of
here.
Listen to my
I am here.
rave about
and I've
this?
I've seen the previews of it. I cannot wait to see it, but I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Okay, I'll be quiet.
You can chime in any time, but I didn't know what Ratatouille was, and then I looked it up on the internet, of course, and it's a dish of mixed vegetables, including zucchini and onions and eggplant. Have you ever tasted it?
I have not.
Neither have I, but unfortunately, I never will be able to because I'm allergic to eggplant.
Oh, no.
But I wasn't allergic to this very amusing animated movie. Now, Nikki, according to the film, anyone can cook. However, I'm not so sure about that. You know, maybe a rodent can become a successful chef in Paris, but I have trouble even fixing a BLT without destroying half my kitchen. And if you don't believe me, just ask my family. So obviously this movie is pure fantasy. It's a good thing. It's so much fun to watch, though. And the story does involve Remy the rat. And unlike every other rat in the world, our rat hero loves gourmet food and not simply its taste. The character is voiced by Patton Oswalt from TV's King of Queens, and he does an excellent job of making us forget that that's who's actually talking for Remy. But Remy almost swoons over certain textures, smells, and various food combinations. So imagine how unhappy he is with the traditional rodent garbage fare. Still, and this you'll love because this sounds like Nikki, he manages to maintain a positive attitude about becoming a chef, which is the only thing that he's ever wanted to do. I've always believed with hard work and a little bit of luck, it's only a matter of time before I'm discovered, he declares. Well, Remy's luck comes in the form of a down-and-out garbage boy named Linguini, voiced by Lou Romano. When these two, the rat and the garbage boy, discover a special form of interspecies communication, they become the toast of Paris because of the delicious dishes they create. Well, I guess we should say it's Linguini achieves this high status. For who wants to eat anything prepared by a rat, for gosh sake? So, of course, he has to hide, and I'm not going to give anything away about how he hides and about how they communicate with each other. It's really very, very clever. Well, Linguini also earns attention and affection from Colette, voiced by the comedian Janine Garofalo. I was surprised at her voice talent here because she had to have a heavy French accent, and she just carried it off brilliantly. But she plays a spunky colleague who works with Linguini in the famous Gusteau restaurant in Paris. How long can Linguini's secret remain hidden? Is it possible for Linguini and Remy to win over the hardest-to-please food critic in Paris, voiced with magnificent arrogance by Peter O'Toole, of all people? And will the little chef become jealous of his friend's fame and discontinue their strange partnership? What can Remy do about his commitments to his large family, especially since most of them fail to understand his passion for cooking? Nikki, all these important questions are answered with artistry and hilarity in this delightful animated comedy. Remy may not be as cute as Mickey Mouse, but he grows on you, blue fur and all. And he's in constant danger of being exposed, so it's impossible not to worry about him. He has to run and scamper and hide and avoid all kinds of pitfalls in some comic physical activities that reminded me of a Jackie Chan or Buster Keaton film. According to director Brad Bird, he's the director of The Incredibles, which was another great Pixar movie. Well, Bird says that Remy is a great hero, one that's quite relatable to people, because in order to do the one thing he loves, he has to go into a completely hostile world. The question is, just how bold and clever can this little guy be in pursuing the thing that matters the most to him, and what will he discover along the way? And it's such a treat to watch him and his adventures. I think Ratatouille benefits from Bird's direction because he keeps things moving at a fast pace, and also it has a beautiful, rich, painterly look. Paris never appeared more enticing on screen than in scenes showing the tiny Remy gazing at its sparkling skyline at night. Finally, there's the food prepared by Remy that looks so yummy, even to a diehard vegetarian like me. Well, does all this whet your appetite to see Ratatouille? You're gonna you'll have to rush off to the multiplex.
I will.
I'm so glad to hear that. Well, I see we're almost out of time. Gosh, it went by so fast. Thanks again for visiting Movie Attic headquarters today. It's been a real treat having you on the show, and I hope you'll come back often. And I want to thank you and Will for the wonderful things you said about the show this morning.
Of course.
And for having me on your show Friday. Also, a big shout out to Hilary Luong for interviewing me on 15 Minutes of Fame last week.
Yes.
I think Blog Talk Radio folks are the best, don't you?
You know I do, and I love our host. Mwah.
Bless your heart. Well, this is Betty Jo Tucker inviting everyone back to the program Movie Attic Headquarters next Tuesday at 2 p.m. when film critic and author Phil Hall will shed some light on the mysterious world of independent movies. Remember, in the meantime, check out the film reviews at realtalkreviews.com. That's R-E-E-L, realtalkreviews.com. And in the future, we'll be having more exciting guests, but none will be more exciting than the wonderful Nikki Starr. Thanks so much, Nikki, for
being here
and for everything you do to inspire us all.
You're welcome. And you know, live, love, laugh, share, and pay it forward.
A great way to end the show. Bye for now, Blog Talk Radio.